Cliche Radio.
You know, she's performing this during the eclipse.
On a cruise ship in the Caribbean.
Yeah. She should be performing it with you, too, while they do Staring at the Sun.
You know, she's not doing the full version, which is 5.5 minutes long. She's going to do an edited version that lasts 2 minutes and 40 seconds for just as long as the totality of the solar eclipse takes place.
Hey, we are going to do the Seventh Planet Band.
Yes.
We are going to do Brain Damage Eclipse by Pink Floyd.
Nice.
Yeah.
When are you doing that, Dan?
Actually, we're going to do it tonight. I'm glad you asked that, Paul.
I know you are.
No, I always knew that the Seventh Planet Band and Brain Damage had something in common.
Yes, it does. But we're playing tonight at the Clubhouse in Afton starting at 9 o'clock. We go from 9 to 1 there. And then we're playing the Pacific Missouri Solar Eclipse Festival. In, I guess, the Pacific City Park.
Are you playing in the middle of the day on Monday?
On Saturday. Oh. No, we're playing Saturday. They're having the festival all weekend.
You know what you can do there? Yeah. At sundown, say, the eclipse has started!
I know.
Yeah. It's just the biggest eclipse ever. It's going to be dark for like 8 hours.
Yeah, we're playing playing from 6 till 10 there. So, yeah, we can do that at sundown.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, we'll do that. Hey, thanks for giving us an idea.
You're welcome.
And we have a
I give away million-dollar ideas all the time.
We always have a grab bag full of prizes to give people, too.
All right. That's the Daily Planet Band. The Daily Planet.
Right. Oh,
holy crap. Wow! Wow! You know, that's the sort of mistake that will get you fired from this place.
I know it. The Seventh Planet Band.
Wow.
Somebody just shoot me in the head now.
Brain damage.
Hey, that's brain damage right there.
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's time to play the Harris Challenge, which is going to have a total eclipse of a theme today. If you would like to play, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, star KTRS. Take your shot with some topical trivia and win fabulous prizes from this guy.
The prize man! All right, Paul, we have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
The Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or we have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. You might choose tickets for the Skyview Drive-In
yes.
in Belleville.
The Skyview Drive-In sponsors the Harris Challenge all summer long. They're up to the time of the year where, with the kids back in school, they're only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So tonight and tomorrow and Sunday night, you can go and see one of the two double features. The first one on screen one is Hitman's Bodyguard, which I liked and Max hated, and Baby Driver, which Max liked and I didn't. So that's screen one. And then on screen two, Annabelle Creation and Dunkirk. You get a double feature on each screen when you go to the Skyview Drive-In Friday, Saturday, or Sunday out there on the North Belt West in Belleville.
Yes, and if you get the clean sweep, we have a wonderful package. Where's the music? Is our music?
It was over. It just, I faded it out.
Oh, but you can, keep it going.
I can keep it going?
That's a rookie mistake.
You know, I might just resign from
Just keep going, buddy.
From this show.
Here we have a certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Go to Candici's.net.
You know, Dan, I've been keeping track of the number of mistakes on this show since I started doing it 5 years ago. We just hit infinity.
Oh, we did. Plus, we're going to throw in a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside.
Yeah.
Great for women having hot flashes or guys that just want to cool down. It's BreezyBuddy.com.
All right. Now, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge.
Oh, right. I don't have this up. Here we go. Very cool. Brain damage.
That's two, Dan. That's two.
Swiss tuned, courts timed. It's the Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon. And here's contestant one. Hi, Pat.
Oh, how you doing?
Hi, welcome to the show. And on the Harris Challenge, you as a contestant get the unique broadcast opportunity to exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain that we call the 5 second cheap plug opportunity. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I don't have nothing to plug except for I love the station.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. No.
Nope. Nope. Hang on. I did so well last week.
All right. Strike three.
I did so well last week. That was three in a row. That was three in a row.
Hold on, Dan. Will you do me a favor? Call Ian and ask him if we could just send him today's show and have him edit it so that it sounds better on the air.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it again.
Most people blame the manager.
He's off on Fridays.
Yeah, right.
Now, let's once again go back to the semi-random category computer. Nicely done. And you get your choice of these categories, Pat. Of course, number one is, have you been paying attention? Category two, solar-powered multiple choice. Or category three, movies on a lunar cycle. See what we did there?
The first one.
The first one. Have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock, Pat. You need 8 points or more to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what European city were 13 people killed and 100 wounded when a van drove into pedestrians in yet another terror attack?
Was it Spain?
What city?
Was it Barcelona?
That's correct. Which Missouri state senator from the St. Louis area is refusing to apologize for posting on Facebook, "I hope Trump is assassinated"?
What's his name? It starts with a D.
You can pass if you want.
I'll pass for now.
Okay, which London landmark will be silenced for 4 years for maintenance beginning this Monday?
Probably the tower.
It's Big Ben. Who won a symbolic $1 victory over an ex-radio DJ a federal jury found had groped her before a 2013 concert in Denver?
I can't remember.
Okay, which former chess world champion came out of retirement to play in a big tournament in St. Louis this week? Oh, there's the buzzer.
Garson Lowski or something like that.
Hang on, let me ask the judges if we can accept. Can we accept Garson Lowski? No. Even Pat's not accepting that.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
You're very close, though.
Played that guy in France.
It's a very creative naming of a Russian-Polish sounding name, but his real name is Garry Kasparov. Yeah, I know. That's why I get the points, Pat.
Yeah, that guy, Paul.
That's what I said in Serbian.
Taylor Swift won the lawsuit against the idiot DJ, and Maria Chappelle Nadal is the idiot state senator. So, Pat, you got Barcelona for 1 point, and this completes your scoring. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, if you don't get 8 points or better to win, I have to punish you. And because I said we have a total eclipse of a theme today, we have a song that has a little bit to do with the sun, sung for you by a man who, well... No, that's not the punishment music.
Nope. Oh, you're doing the punishment.
Why? What time is Max coming in today?
Nope. I thought you wanted the other one first.
No, I told you I would ask you for that one.
What's the song?
Here's the punishment music now. Sung by a man who, for some reason, actually had a singing career after playing Gomer Pyle, USMC. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Nabors sings Stevie Wonder.
You are the sunshine of my life.
Yeah.
That's why I'll always be around.
Welcome back to Branson, everybody.
Remember the guy that you played.
Oh, my goodness.
And what happened?
He'd go, "Thank you, Mr. Donaghy." And then he'd go into a beautiful voice. I forgot what TV show that was.
Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, that was Gomer Pyle, USMC, Pat. I'm glad you called. I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a good weekend. I got to go on to our next contestant now. Hi, Lee.
Leah.
Leah, hi.
This is Julia.
Oh, Julia.
When do we start, Paul?
Did you come back here and I want to know when we
start.
I have said for about 10 years now, let's rehearse. But you guys said, no, we don't need to rehearse. This show's going to work perfectly without rehearsals. Hi, Julia. How are you today?
Perfect.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You want to plug anything?
Oh, gosh, no, it's too much fun just listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you. You know, there are shows that do it better, but nobody does it funnier.
Yeah.
Julia, the categories are solar-powered multiple choice, movies on a lunar cycle, or our new third category, songs about the sun.
Songs about the sun.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Julia, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Beatle wrote Here Comes the Sun?
George Harrison.
Correct. Who wrote the lyrics to Elton John's Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me?
Bernie Taupin.
Correct. Who sang the lyrics, You took your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see a total eclipse of the sun?
Carly Simon.
That's right. Which female singer-songwriter had a hit in 2002 called Soak Up the Sun?
Oh, Carol Crow.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Who had a one-hit wonder in 1974 called Seasons in the Sun?
I could sing it, but I won't.
Thank you.
Oh, it's obscure. I remember it. I'm old enough, but...
We had joy. We had joy. We had fun. We had Seasons in the Sun.
Tommy something.
There was yet another song about a dead girlfriend.
Oh.
that was the era of those songs.
Yeah. Oh.
And now, here with the correct answer, Tim Weiland. You were in radio in 1974?
I wasn't in 74.
We'll go for a lifeline to Dan Strauss. Dan?
I don't remember it either.
Terry Jacks, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Jacks. Wow. Terry Jacks had
Julia,
that one.
You were on a roll. We thought a clean sweep was coming.
But you got 10 points. You still win, Julia. Congratulations.
That was Billy's brother, wasn't it?
Think of it this way. You did 10 times better than Pat did. Yes, it was Billy Jack's younger brother, Terry.
Yeah.
Hang on, Julia. We'll tell you how you get your prizes while I go to our third contestant. Now, the screen says Olivia, and there's only about an 8% chance that's correct, but I'll say it anyway. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Is that your actual name?
My name's Bob.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Bob.
Olivia, would you like to plug something?
No. Just hoping for another Cardinal win tonight.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, let's see what the categories are and which one you would like. Solar-powered multiple choice, movies on a lunar cycle, or since we just had songs about the sun, we've got a category now called moon music. Which one would you like?
Moon music.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Olivia. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which band had an album with Moon in its title that stayed on the Billboard chart for 741 consecutive weeks from 1973 to 1988?
Pass.
Which band from Athens, Georgia had a hit in 1992 about Andy Kaufman called Man on the Moon?
R.E.M.
Yes, it is R.E.M. Which band had a 1979 song called Walking on the Moon on their second album, Regatta de Blanc?
You can pass.
It is the Police. What was the name of the one-hit wonder band that did Dancing in the Moonlight in 1972?
Oh, I can hear it in my mind.
You want to pass?
King Harvest?
That's right.
Yeah.
What singer had a song and album called Moondance? The buzzer got you before you could answer. I know you were going to say Van Morrison. And it was Pink Floyd, whose Dark Side of the Moon was on the album for 700, was on the charts for 741 weeks.
So you don't ask me the ones I know.
Okay.
I was in radio then.
All right. I'll ask you one. She got the 2, the 3, and the 4. How many points is that?
The 2, 3, and 4. Six, let's see, 10.
Okay, 9 is correct.
All right, yeah, there you go.
Olivia, you got 9 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on, Dan will pick up and tell you about your prizes, and I'll take our next contestant.
How many is that? 10. Okay, 9.
All right, 9, that's good. I told you.
Hi, Al, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
You want to plug something?
No, I just, I like you guys' reviews on movies, and keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate that. 2 categories left, solar-powered multiple choice or movies on a lunar cycle.
I'll take, have you been paying attention? let's try solar power.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Al. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How many Earths would fit inside the sun? 130,000, 1.3 million, or 13 million?
Let's go 130,000.
1.3 mil. How many miles away is the sun from the Earth? 9.3 million miles, 93 million, or 930 million?
93 million.
Correct. What is the temperature on the surface of the sun? 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit, 100,000, or 1 million degrees Fahrenheit?
100,000.
It's 10,000. How cold does it get on the dark side of the moon when the sun, where the sun don't shine? Minus 240, minus 2400, or minus 24,000?
Minus 240.
Correct. How many humans have left footprints on the moon? 2, 12, or 22?
12.
12. We sent 6 Apollo missions that landed on the moon with 2 men each. Even Tim would know 6 times 2 is 12. Which is also...
Let me answer.
I think I got that right, though, right?
Yes, no. You did get that right. And you also got the 5 and the 4 and the 2, and that's 11 points, Al. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
All right, 3 winners, 1 loser today. Let's see how we go with our final contestant. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Hi, good. Paul.
You know, there was only a 50% chance the guy's name was Dan, but you were right there with the joke anyway. You want to plug something, Dan?
Just shout out to my little daughter, Penny, and my son, Wallace.
Okay. How old are Penny and Wallace? I'm curious.
Penny's 4 and Wallace is 1 year old.
Right in our target demographic. Thank you. We have one category left, Dan. Movies on a lunar cycle. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played James Bond in the 1979 movie Moonraker?
Sean Connery.
Roger Moore. Which 1968 Stanley Kubrick movie included a sequence where humans find a black monolith buried on the moon?
2001 A Space Odyssey?
Correct. Besides Tom Hanks, name one of the other two actors in the spacecraft that didn't quite make it to the moon in Apollo 13.
Gary Sinise. And I passed.
In what animated 2010 movie does Steve Carell voice a supervillain who plots to steal the moon?
Despicable Me?
Correct. 5-pointer. In what series starring Shia LaBeouf is one of the movies subtitled Dark of the Moon?
Transformers.
That's correct. All right, we need the actors in the spacecraft who were not Tom Hanks. You said Gary Sinise. Gary Sinise was an astronaut in that movie, but he was the one who was stuck on the ground because they thought he was going to get the measles in space. The two who went up there with Tom Hanks were played by Kevin Bacon and Bill Paxton. But you didn't need that for the win, Dan. You got the 2, the 4, and the 5, and that's 11 points for you as well. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It's a quadruple win today.
Nice.
And that's the Harris Challenge for this week. And we do it every Friday right around 5:15. Sometimes we do it better than this.
Not
always.
Not more fun, though.
Sometimes. Come back next week and give it a shot or check out the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.